Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM channel 141, 96.3 HD2. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. Tonight, our focus, it is a Take Back Our Community Thursday, and we are zeroing in on the city of District Heights. It's a historic area right here in the heart of Prince George's County and bordering the nation's capital. Our guest tonight is the mayor of District Heights, Cynthia Miller, and the police chief of the city, Ronald Tarpley. We're talking about, yes, crime, but we're also talking about other things going on in the city. Mayor, I wanted to sort of follow up on where we left off before we jumped over on the break. Obviously, we've been talking about crime, but I would think the other activities that are going on in the city are just as, if not more important to you to really help folks see that in the city, even though these incidents have been happening, you've got other stuff that's going on. So talk to me a little bit about what you have in terms of for the youth to kind of keep them involved, because we know in the jurisdiction, carjackings, the numbers have shown, have often been involved with younger people under the age of 20. Some it's teenagers. So what's the city doing to keep your residents, especially the young folks, busy during especially the summer months?
So with our recreation department, recreation, parks, and culture, we have ongoing programs for our youth. We even have open gym, and we have some specialized programs that we open up to the community for our youth. And also with the Youth Services Bureau, we do have activities there as well. So we're working more on a collaboration to expand those programs, especially for our teens to go into the evening time to keep them busy and to keep them active here in the city. And we feel that the more we keep them busy, we find that they have these skill sets and talents that we never know about until we get them together. And so we're definitely looking forward to increasing those programs to get them more involved and thinking about their future.
And for those kids who are thinking about their future and doing the right thing, I do want to sort of pivot back just a little bit. You know, we've talked about catching those and trying to reduce, you know, crime in District Heights. But in terms of the victims who have been part of that, any type of crime wave, are there resources available to any crime victims in District Heights to just sort of help them to recover from any act that's been perpetrated against them?
So there is the Victims Crime Resources Fund that the county operates. So if you are a victim of a violent crime, you can contact them and they'll help you any type of way they have. Also, there are mental health services out there. We provide, the city has a youth services bureau where we do service youth for mental health, but we also can make connections with other mental health providers to help them. If that is a traumatic experience, you need someone to talk to, we can assess you getting someone to talk to.
Chief Tarpley, do you use data-driven strategies to sort of identify any trends that you may not want to see that is happening in terms of things going left instead of right? And so is it a data-driven approach that you have in the police department? And the mayor, you can also address that if you like, but I'll ask you, Chief Tarpley.
Definitely. I would say that would be my deputy chief's middle name is data-driven. yeah, and because of our crime and where it's placed around the city, it's very easy to find out where we should place our resources, and then looking at the time of days, also using that data, is very helpful on strategic planning.
Mayor, would there be anything that you would say changes that you are looking to make? You know, change is sometimes good. Change is sometimes necessary. And as the leader of a city, I'm sure you always have to think about, okay, how can we make things better? Are there any particular changes that you would like to make, that you would like to see, that you're planning on making?
Well, there are always programs that we would like to bring to the community. So we are strengthening our partnerships and working with nonprofits, because although we want to do all these new things, we can't always afford it. So when we bring in the partners in the nonprofits, we're able to look at a scale of what works and what doesn't work. And so the data is very important for us all around, even when it comes to programming. Just making sure that we are inspiring our youth and really making sure that our families have the support, resources. And so for me, I think more of resources. If we can bring all of the resources in one location, we can make sure that we're reaching everyone when it comes to our youth, our families, our seniors, people in need. And so my vision is to have quarterly resource day where people can come out, where you have the county, the state, federal, just local programs to let people know. Because a lot of times people don't know what's out there that's free unless they're in the room with those people that can provide that resource to them. And so it's very important for me to make sure that we have every resource that's available to our residents and our surrounding community to make sure they have access to it and ways to apply for it. We now have the Prince George's Employee Lab Center where people can come. We partner with Prince George's County Employee where they can come in, apply for jobs, get some training. So it is a satellite office here. We call it a lab. And so we want to make sure that we connect the dots in everyone's lives. So they can come here, they can play, they can read, they can get some tutorial time, but then they can go apply for a job or learn more on how to apply for that job.
Has that been a difficult lift for you to organize that, to have that? Because it sounds great. I would think every jurisdiction would want that. Is that a difficult task to make that happen, especially on a quarterly basis?
No, I don't think so. Because if you're committed to giving back, you can make it happen. And you'd be surprised that a lot of organizations are willing to come back out and make sure that they're providing these resources. Because remember, if they get grant opportunities, they have to show where they're spending their money. So it's not a heavy lift.
Chief, I wanted to ask you about one of the issues in the area, and it's been happening in Virginia as well, that police departments have had to deal with of late are these meetup kind of things, right? Whether it's cars and you're spinning all over the place and that kind of stuff. Tell me about the challenge of dealing with that. How do you stop folks from gathering? And they say, well, these are our rights to just gather up. How do you address something like that, which then can lead to incidents that we've seen that have not been in the most positive light?
Right. That is an excellent question. You know, we've seen that, you say, all over, especially Virginia, Maryland, D.C., it's everywhere. It's car club meetups that take over parking lots. Really, we've been fighting, the Chief Association, Prince George's County Police Association has been fighting and very advocate for the laws down there to have some teeth in it. As we say, we wanted to see the law where we can actually confiscate the car. We didn't get that part passed through. But, you know, those laws that we have now have to continue to be strengthened up to have more teeth to show there's consequences to these actions of doing these things, to speed racing and terrorizing the community with this senseless driving and racing through the streets.
And also in the city of District Heights, we really don't have that area where they could do those meetups. And so that really is out of our jurisdiction. But we all try to keep everyone safe. So,
Mayor Miller, what are some of the things you think folks don't know about District Heights that they should know?
They should know that we take pride in where we live, where we play, where we worship, and that we are a friendly municipality and city. And we offer so many different activities, even when it comes to gardening, teaching people how to garden, how to grow your own foods. So it's very holistic. And it is the heart of Prince George's County. And we do take pride in that. And our residents take pride in that. And we always get comments about the landscaping and the different types of houses and how people put the love in their homes. And so we are really known for that. And so we want to continue this beautification, and this is the place to live in District Heights.
Chief, with the curfews that have been enacted in the county of late, can you talk about its impact in your jurisdiction, if it has any, and your thoughts about the effectiveness of curfews?
In our incorporated city here, it speaks to how quiet really our community is. After dark, our children are inside, really. You know, and if they're not inside, they're on, you know, you have these parents who are being responsive, who have their kids not far than the front porch, as you will, right? The front stoop. So we really haven't had a bunch of mass teens wandering through the large teen gatherings. That's simply not happening in incorporated city District Heights here. The effectiveness of curfew, I think it puts a strain on an already strained police force when we have to be the ones out there enforcing that. So, you know, it could be effective if it needs to be on certain areas. I think a countywide curfew could be good, but it just put more strain on a police force that's already strained.
Mayor Miller, you know, I don't know if most folks would know about this, but one of the missions, I guess, of city leaders is, among other things, to create a sustainable climate. Mm-hmm. Are we literally talking about the climate up in the sky, or are we talking about the climate in which we operate, in which we live? Tell me about that and creating a sustainable climate. Expound on that.
I think it's both. So for us, we've had a lot of aging trees and dying trees. And so we realize tree canopy is really important in our climate, to have that shade, because you even think about when you're walking your kids or you're walking your dog, if that ground is so hot, that is very harmful. So we have taken this initiative where we are planting additional trees, but also on the sustainable part, we are actually looking at how do we grow our own food, green space, using materials that are sustainable. We actually have a sustainable committee, and we've been doing some great work in educating our community on using sustainable materials and thinking about sustainable.
Chief, talk to me a little bit about community policing. It's a big topic, again, around the nation. Many folks believe that is the answer, right, to having safer communities. However you define community policing, how would you define community policing, especially for District Heights?
That's a wonderful question. You know, community policing for me is really a mindset. You know, you can take an officer and say, hey, you do community policing. If they go out and walk around, just wave their hands to officer to the community, is that really community policing? Here, we have a very unique such a situation where we have a force that is very intimately known with the residents, right? So we have officers who some residents feel comfortable coming up to them telling, hey, such and such is happening. They divulge private information to that officer because they see them patrolling their area. They're familiar with them. It's a comfortable face they feel safe with. We have a lot of times where they choose to speak with us one-on-one privately because they know, hey, you're a District Heights officer. You're my officer. I feel safe with you. That's what community policing is. But getting the buyback from your community in which you serve, where they feel safe enough to trust you with information that they otherwise probably wouldn't tell anybody at all.
And Mayor, let's talk a little politics. Are you getting what you need from the council? I know your council representatives is Orihata and your state delegation. Are you getting what you need from the state, the county, in terms of resources, in terms of having a listening ear when you need the best for District Heights, What's your situation with the state legislation and county legislators, rather, I should say?
Well, we do have a great relationship with them, and we know that it is a work in progress when it comes to asking for resources and making sure that we are together on what the mission is for our communities. But we do have a really good relationship with the both state and the county.
Police Chief Tarpley, talk to me a little bit about, if you can, your force, the makeup of the police force, the experience of the police force, and what you might be looking for to add to the force. So it's a kind of a three-part question, kind of the makeup, the experience level that you have there, and what you might be looking for, and are you looking to add more to the force?
Yeah, so right now we have a very good number of experienced officers. Some have been start their career here in the great city of District Heights. Some of them have transferred over from other experienced agencies. And that's what we wanted to have is people who know how to interact with the community, not over police your community, but actually serve them in the manner in which they're asking us to. We're always looking to recruit new, young, fresh blood. We just actually hired someone out of the police academy last week who'll be starting hitting the streets in the weeks to come. Looking forward, it's always to expand, right? So the larger force you have, the more services you can offer to the community and protect them, you know, at a greater time period. We're always looking for any type of new innovative ways. We always try to keep up now with the most effective, up-to-date technology that helps us keep officers keep ahead of and on track of crime and give them the best tools and resources to serve the community.
Mayor Miller, the demographics for District Heights, near 88% African American, about 9% white, non-Hispanic, only 1.7, two or more races, American Indian, 1%, males, about 45%, females, 54%, median resident age, 33, fairly young. So that makeup of your city, I'm trying to think of how I want to phrase the question. Does that inform your approach on how you're governing of what the makeup of the city is like?
Yes, it does. And you have to be really in tune with your residents and their needs. And so we are always encouraging them to come to our meetings. We have three meetings a month. And with our activities that we have, we do take note of the diversity that we do have. And I think it is great that we do have a diversity because that helps us in growing our city. And how should we grow? And who should we reach out to? But we want to make sure that everyone feels safe and involved in the community. And we're getting that. Now that we're doing more events after COVID, we're getting that community closeness and learning about different cultures. And you know, even if you look at our parades, you know, you could see that diversity there. So we're excited about that diversity.
Now, Mayor, you've been mayor now for about 2 years, right? And you were a commissioner for a good number of years.
8 years.
You've lived in the city for over two decades, right? You've worked in the nonprofit, private sector. When you bring that to the mayor's office, how has even those experiences informed the way you govern District Heights?
I would say even becoming a commissioner, having that past experience really, really helped me to really feel that I can be a part of that change. Because when you leave your community to work somewhere else, you have to do your best. So when I thought about working outside of my community, I need to bring those skills home to my community to make it a better place to live. And so that really inspired me to run for an elective office because I felt like no one can write your narrative if you allow them to, but being in this place, I know that we're going to be the best city in Prince George's County, and I already know we are.
Police Chief Tarpley, you have what, about 10? A force of about 10, is that correct?
Yes. There's now, not a total, but a man's power right now, yes.
Okay. Now, when I hear that, my thought is like, wow, 10, that doesn't sound like a whole lot. But is that enough, or is that just my feel that 10 doesn't sound like a whole lot, but it might be enough? Is it enough?
So again, that's our, I don't think the size in which we have is plays a part smartly. We have dedicated officers who come here, you know, and they're consistently working, I think they almost work 7, 8 days a week, 9 days a week. They're here, right? Of course, we want to expand. We're still, like I said, we're still recruiting. We want to expand. Our goal is to get to a larger number. Probably my dream's always up to, like, you know, 25, 30. But this, it's really the dedicated to the officers that make your community safe, right? Not so much the size, because we could have 100 officers, but if they sit here and don't put the work in, do the numbers really matter? Mm-hmm. I think the dedication to our police force and our officers, it shows in the lower the number of crimes we have and the crime rate in the city. So that just plays one part in it. But yeah, we're definitely looking to do bigger and better things as we continue to move throughout the rest of this year.
I think it's always important, Chief and Mayor, when we have leaders such as yourself on, and we're talking about sort of a plethora of issues in a jurisdiction. And of course, you know, we were talking about crime. But I think sometimes folks forget to try to decrease the chance of them becoming victims, things that they can do to best, you know, protect themselves. And Chief, are there some things that residents can do to make sure that they stay safe, that they do not make themselves an easy target for crime?
Oh, definitely. And this isn't just for the incorporated city of District Heights. It's for all residents that can hear us, hear myself. The number one thing I see is when you go in the store, do not leave that car running, right? We're seeing a lot of armed carjackings are being switched to just simple jump-ins because you ran to 7-Eleven and left your car running. That would be the number one thing I could tell everyone is turn that car off. You're going inside for a minute, you're going to your house, turn that vehicle off. Make sure it's secure. If you're going out shopping, do not leave your purses or any type of packages inside in plain view. Theft from autos occur, we call those crime opportunities, because if I'm walking by a car, I see a purse in there, smash the window, grab it. It's because you get the opportunity to that criminal to take advantage of that car. Second thing I would say is when we get into identity thefts and frauds, do not give your card information out over the phone. We're seeing a lot of that come through now. A lot of these cold calling asking for, hey, this is such apartment, we need your card number over the phone, or hey, your grandson's being held hostage or he's in the jail. If you get a phone call and it seems suspicious, hang up and then dial the actual number for whatever company says is calling you or whatever agency is calling you and question them, because 9 times out of 10, no one's calling you taking the information over the phone, right? Mm-hmm. So I'd say if it seems fishy, hang up and call the number in which the agency is that you really believe, or contact the police and have them look into it for you.
Mayor Miller, you know, I think the interesting thing about Prince George's County is that they have so many historic jurisdictions, especially those that sort of embedded with African-American history, right? We know years ago what District Heights looked like, maybe 40, 50 years ago, and that has totally changed, even Prince George's County, especially if you're from the area. And so when Chief Tarpley was talking earlier in our conversation about working with local police jurisdictions, and I want you to kind of to talk a little bit about working with other leaders in the county, you know, especially those who border your area, especially, you know, and again, your municipality, but say Capitol Heights, say Seat Pleasant, say Landover, Glenarden, Largo, how that works for you. Does there have to be a close collaboration, or can you be somewhat on an island on your own? And I know that's probably a rhetorical question.
No, actually, we have Prince George's Municipal Association. And that includes the 27 municipalities in Prince George's County. And we meet every third Thursday of the month, but we take a recess for June, July, and we come back into September. And we also have a lobbyist for that association. And so we do bring out issues to those meetings, and we do collaborate. And we also find out that we're not the only ones having the issues. And so we don't always have to reinvent the wheel, because we're listening to the other municipalities and their police chiefs. So it is a great association to be a part of. And I found that I am a former president of that association, and that involvement today, and I'm the chair, policy chair for this association as well. You just learn so much when it comes to federal, state, and local on how we do collaborate. The county has a municipal liaison that they provide that's on the meetings with us to report out on any new initiatives, grant opportunities. And so we're always sharing information.
Chief Tarpley, I saw you kind of demonstratively sort of nodding your head when Mayor Miller said, you know, because we have these collaborations, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. So I'm assuming you agree with that in terms of when you're working with area police departments.
Definitely. You know, there's times when you have an issue going on here, a situation I may need some guidance on. I'll pick the phone up and call my neighbors, Capitol Heights or Glen Arden somewhere. And the chiefs are able to pass along, oh, hey, yeah, we've had this happen. And, you know, this is how we dealt with it. Or call the chief over here and he'll be able to assist you with that. And like she said, it's just that communication and that partnership we're having with them that actually helps us. It helps a lot with, okay, well, this gives me somewhere to start at least, you know.
We got a few minutes left. Mayor Miller, I did want to ask you this. We are seeing more and more women leading jurisdictions, leading states, second in command with the nation. And you put on top of that, Black women leading. Talk a little bit about your role as the mayor and as an African-American woman.
So for me, it's a long time coming, because when you think about getting people to come out to vote, it was really the women that really kind of gathered people to tell them how important their vote is. And so a lot of times, and I don't want to say this in the wrong way, but women have always been in the background cheering on our men leaders. And so we were always doing the work, side by side or behind the scenes. And so this is our season. And we have that compassion. We know how to make things happen. We know how to bring people together. And I think that the more we support each other, we can get these issues, gun violence laws, you know, everything, our reproductive rights. If we stick together, we'll be a force to deal with. And we already are, because women say, you know, no more am I going to just sit back and do the work. I'm going to speak out, and I'm going to actually be at the table. And I tell people all the time, you know, you can complain all day long. Nobody's going to knock on the door and ask you to come. You need to come. And then they say, hey, if there's not a chair there for you, you're bringing a chair there. So for me, I make sure that I am at the table where it's going to grow my city.
Well, you are at the table right now in District Heights. Mayor Miller, we thank you so much for being with us. Chief Tarpley, also, we appreciate your knowledge, your expertise. We wish the best for District Heights. Again, it is a historic city. And as we said, crime is happening all over the jurisdiction, not specifically to District Heights, but we at least wanted to shine a light on some of the things that are going on in the city. And we appreciate your candor. And helping us understand more of what's happening in the city. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That is the Daily Drum for this Thursday, June 13th. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Have a great night.